good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mike?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Good to hear. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope your day is going well. And it looks like you were speaking with Lulu. She actually put in a request here for, let's see here, a veterans rate. So, looks like you are a veteran. Thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so we do have special rates for veterans like yourself. And let's see here. Okay. So, do you have any questions for me at this point before I get into pricing?
Yeah, just costs, correct, and what you do for them.
Costs, okay. Sure. So everything here is month to month, absolutely no contracts. Now, as far as the rate goes, let's see here. You're looking to be found locally. How far would you say you're looking to travel out? Would you travel more than 20 miles for a job?
I don't want to, no.
No? Okay. All right. No. So we can get you in out the door for $199 month to month, no contract.
Gotcha. So what does that exactly do for me?
So what that includes, there's a lot that comes with it, okay? Now, we're not only going to list you on the first page of Google in the local map section, but we're also going to place you in 60-plus directories that are most popular in your area. So we'll get you found on, we'll list you on Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook, BVB.org, and what that's ultimate, there's 60 of them that we'll place you. What that's going to do is that's going to increase your online presence as well as help with your rankings. So in addition to that, we'll also get you listed on Amazon Alexa and Google Home. So people can do voice-activated searches. They'll be able to find you that way as well.
Okay,
So
I have a quick question. So I actually live in Coldwater, Michigan, which is my exit is exit 3 north. So I actually would do a lot of work in Indiana. So now
okay.
Is it going to show up there? Or is it just a 20-mile radius, or is it just zip codes, or how does it?
So you're saying that you provide service in Indiana as well?
Correct. Well, yeah, most of my work is actually in Indiana. I live closer to Indiana than I really do. I mean, and actually, I'm licensed in Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. I do a lot of work in Ohio also.
Oh, really? Okay. So, I mean, we do have different various programs that can get you found in those areas as well. So as long as it's within the program that I'm offering you right now, as far as the $199, that would cover up to a 20-mile radius. So as long as it's within that.
So my 20 miles is correct. Angola is within 20 miles of my circle. But I didn't know if it was zip code-based or radius-based. Because some of them don't go to.
Right. You get to choose.
Answer my question. Yeah.
I'm answering it.
I got you. I just want to make sure
question.
Because I don't want to. Truthfully, I like working in Indiana better, even though I live in Michigan. And so most people would think that I'm Michigan, but for whatever reason, people in Indiana seem to be more willing to pay and more willing. Actually, there's a lot of lakes there, so there's a lot of richer people.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So I'm only interested if it shows up everywhere. That's my question.
Oh, okay. So for it to be show up everywhere, we can get you in for a 20-mile radius. You're able to choose zip codes, counties, or cities. So as far as targeting, as far as Indiana, how many miles would you say that is, by the way?
Well, it's less than 10. I mean, that's what I mean. It's Well, it depends on what you consider my location. Like, when
are you
saying,
are you talking about the city of Indiana?
No, no, no. City of Angola. The state of Indiana. Steuben County. So I live literally, I mean, I live where all three states come together. You see what I'm
saying?
Right.
Ohio, Indiana, Michigan.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So my point is I work in all three places. So I'm interested if it shows up, if it's a true 20-mile radius, or if it's just a 20-mile radius within Michigan, because that's with, see, some of them don't go, I don't know, do I sound retarded, or are you following me?
No, you don't. No, I am following you. I'm sorry, it took me a minute.
You see what I mean? Right, these are questions that computers normally don't. Right. See, they want to, like, the government wants to lock us down. We can't travel from state to state, but I travel state to state literally 6 or 8 times a day, and they can try to stop me if they want, but there's no way, because I own a farm in Indiana, I own a farm in Ohio, and I own a farm in Michigan. So, I mean, I'm always in all three places every day. You see?
Right.
So,
okay.
That's my question, but
absolutely.
The computers don't always think of it that way.
Right. We can get you found in Indiana as well. Now, what I would recommend, to be quite honest with you, I would recommend the Google Ads, because with the Google Ads, you're able to target up to a 50-mile radius. And
yeah, but I don't want that. That's too much. So.
That's too much? Okay.
Yeah, way too much. I don't want to go 50 miles. I got enough within 10 miles, you know what I mean?
Right.
But 20 would be perfect because, right, Angola is a little.
Okay. Yeah, so you get to pick and choose the cities and zip codes or counties that you would like to target. We can get into Indiana so long as it's within that 20-mile radius. You get to choose
perfect.
Which areas you feel would be most profitable for you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's actually places in Michigan that are closer than 20 miles that I don't even want to go to because they're poor and they're rural, and it seems like there's a lot of people over there. It's real competitive, and I don't even want to screw with it because it's my time.
Right. So you get to choose which areas would be most profitable for you. Now, what would you say like name a city in Indiana within a 20-mile radius that you feel would be very profitable for you?
Fremont or Angola. Yeah, look those two cities up.
Okay.
Angola is a little farther. Fremont for sure is within the 20. What zip code do you have me down? It's 49036?
Yes.
So I actually, and if it would help us, I actually own a farm in 49255 also. I mean, that's actually where my shop is anyway. So.
Oh, really? Okay. How long have
so,
you been in business?
That's a little
for?
Closer to Indiana. Myself only, well, I mean, full time, I've been licensed since 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I worked for somebody else. I worked for the union, actually, and I worked on the side since 2006. But I've only been out on my own, like 100% on my own for like a year. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Do you have a crew working with you, or are you kind of doing this on your own?
I have like 3 guys that help me part-time. So, yeah, I got a son-in-law that helps me, and I got 2 buddies. I usually need help about 2 or 3 days a week. So.
Okay. Sure. So... I mean, okay. So
did Angola show up?
How do you... I'm trying to even find Fremont. I'm not seeing it. Let me see.
Do you have a map or you just have Google? Or what
yeah,
you
I'm looking it up. There we go. Oh, Angola, yeah. Okay, so the companies that are currently showing up in Angola for HVAC, there is Masters Heating and Cooling, McLatcher Refrigeration, Top Mechanical Services, Preferred Maintenance, 72 Degrees Heating and Air. There's Access Plumbing and Heating, Armstrong Heating and Air, Gibson's Heating and Plumbing. You may have heard of a few of these.
I've heard of most of them, yes. But some of them are like, anyways. So does that show up within the 20 miles of my zip?
Yes.
Or not?
Yeah, so essentially, so these are all companies that are currently showing up on the first page of Google in the area of Fremont and Angola. So what we would do is we would place you in front of your competitors So you would be one of the top recommended companies in your area when it comes to the right. when the area that you would like to service, when it comes to right. your services. So as of right now, they're getting all the phone calls. We want you to get those calls as well. Now, let's see here. Yeah, you know what? It's about a 25. That's okay, though. 25-mile radius. That's fine. Okay. So that's what we would do.
Yeah, because my zip code puts me, actually, I live like 10 or 15 miles south of where my zip code says I am. You see what I mean? Even though I'm still in
right.
my zip code.
Right. That's right. Would there be any way for you to use an address that's closer to Angola
as far as
getting PIN verified?
I own a farm. 8404 Road.
Okay, perfect. So yeah.
That's where my shop is. That's where all my stuff is. I go there every day.
Nice.
So
okay, so
we can
get you PIN verified in using your farm address, and then that
right.
will get you within the 20-mile radius more in that vicinity.
So now the next thing is, how much difference is if I go, if we went to a bigger radius, I mean, it costs, how much more does it cost? I guess.
Well, and that's why I would recommend it, because it's really not that much more with that veteran rate that we have. So
right.
we can get you in out the door for $249, and that will include the Google Ads. So for $50 more, we can get you found in up to a 50-mile radius.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I don't want to really pay for that. Actually, I just had somebody show up that I got to help do some work. Could we continue this some other time?
When would be a better time to give you a call back?
Yeah, maybe like an hour or 2 hours, hold on. Yeah, like an hour from now.
Sure.
Be fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a guy coming help me do my docs and do stuff that I promised I got to get done. So.
Not a problem. I'll give you a call back in about an hour.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. What was your name? Mike? That's right.
Mike.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.